what a day, right? On short notice, thank you everybody for coming. This is Trey and Dana Wasserberger. We just want to say this is a huge deal for our community. This is a big day. If you don't think that North Platte's on the map right now, you couldn't be more wrong. The Trump family is here because they want to be us, because we're a part of them. We got elected, and it's a big deal for us. I want to tell Charles Herbster is the right man for the job. I met him a couple years ago, and we met each other in a muck boot, rainstorm out there looking at cattle, and he shook my hand, he looked me in the eye, and he told me, I like what you're doing, I love your family, we love this community, we love the cow-calf producers, and I want to do business with you. And since then, me and Mr. Herbster have done business, never had a contract, never had an attorney, never had anybody involved except just two guys with a cowboy hat shaking hands. And that's the type of guy that he is. I can tell you from the beginning, he loves our family, he loves this community, he loves this region, he loves this great state. Rusty Kemp earlier was just up here, led us in a prayer. We're one of the main founders of Sustainable Beef LLC, which is a proposed meatpacking plant coming here. And I'm going to tell you, one of the first people to call me when they heard about this project was Charles Herbster. And he met me and Rusty out there. We looked at the site, and he said, boys, I know what you're up against, and this is a huge monumental climb. And you're at Base Camp 1 on the way to Everest, and I'm behind you. And I'm behind you 100%. And he has since the very beginning. He's put us into some doors that I didn't know existed. Not just because he's running for governor, because he believes in the beef industry. And this guy lives it, breathes it. We just had his bull sale on Monday. Had an epic day there in Falls City, Nebraska. He means what he says. He says what he means, and he's just a good guy. I can't say enough about what he's done for me and my family. And we can stand up here and not just say go out there and vote for the right guy, but what he's done for us. He's been a very, very special individual. No contracts, no nothing. And he's behind Sustainable Beef. And I'll tell you this, we need the right governor behind this deal too. Commissioner Chris Bruns is here, who's really helped us since the beginning. Kent Williams is also here. We need the right people in these positions to get this done. I'm sorry, but a couple of the candidates they're stopping in North Platte and Garing today for a reason. I talked to Charles on Sunday, and he said, I said, what's your itinerary? He said, and he told me, I said, you're going out west? He said, you're damn right. And I'm bringing a good friend with me. And I was with Dana. We were eating Sunday brunch. And he said, I got somebody you want to talk to. And it was Don Jr. And Don Jr. said, Trey, we love your family. We love your project. We believe in the beef industry. And that's who got my dad elected. And we're coming to see him. And he said, so invite. Looks like about 500 or 600 of my closest friends made it. So family members in the back. Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. So we just got to get the right guy in there. He says what he means what he says, and he's going to do it for a long time. And I also want to talk about this. Whether you like it or not, the federal government we're going to have to work with them a little bit. When food has never been more important today, and when we're the number one state for creating that, and we are the beef state, they're going to be calling us. And you damn sure better hope you got the right governor in there, that they're going to pick up the phone and know who he is, any means of business. This guy don't lay down for nobody. He's shrewd. He's a great businessman, but he is fair and he is honest. And I don't know if I can say that as a senator's son. I don't know if I can say that very often about politicians. And I will say this: I've been to a lot of campaign stops with Charles Herbster. I have never, ever in my life seen a politician hand out his business card with his cell phone on.
And he calls you back.
He'll call you back. He will. He absolutely will. He called me last Easter from Trump Tower. I mean, this guy is easy to get a hold of because he cares. He wants to do this for us. I have never seen anybody in politics do that ever. Usually you got to get through a campaign manager or an email. It's not like that. He walks around and hands out his cell phone. That is huge to me. He wants to hear from us, and that's why we're all here. And by God, we're going to get him elected too. So thank you guys for coming.